atmosphere, the coaches, the players, you know, it was a team thing, you know. It wasn't guys, you know, where it felt like it was on different pages. You know, when I was here the first time, Caldwell's, it was his first time coaching, you know. He just brought it out of us, you know. He just told us every week to go after it, hold nothing back, never lied to us or anything like that about what we was going to do. And he always made sure he took care of us. So when he took care of us, we was like, okay, we got to take care of him, and we went out there and gave it our all for him.
Coach Chris, pretty much the same guy as Coach Caldwell, same approach.
Oh, yeah. Except for Coach Caldwell's a little bit more calm. Chris is on a whole nother level.
What does he get out of you? It seems like people really love playing for him as well.
No, he just wants your best. You know, he's not going to dog curse you or anything like that. He just wants your best. You know, if you can't give him your best, then he's not going to play you, and that's all he wants. He wants you to go out there, play as hard as you can for how long the game is. He doesn't want anything else, doesn't want anything spectacular. He just wants your best.
What have you learned from the 2 years you've been away?
It's one thing I learned is when you get heavy, you know, you get a little slower. That's one thing I learned. But one thing I can really say I learned, you know, I got hurt, so I had to deal with adversity, you know, just sitting back, watching the games. It was hard to watch them, but I did learn to think like a coach instead of think like a player. So I started looking at the game differently, not in X's or O's aspect, but as a situational game and just being more mentally prepared for anything.
What were you playing at in Tampa? What you were playing
in Detroit, weight-wise? Detroit, I was about 260. I got to Tampa, 270.
So. Lighter weight better?
Yeah, definitely. You know, lighter weight, even though you can have more muscle, but it's still, you know, you're carrying more. When you carry less, it's like you're not dragging a sled behind you. So you're playing a little bit more quicker. Your movements are more precise.
What do you have now?
I'm about 260.
Because you're familiar with this scheme, is this a quick reset for you? Do you think you could contribute right away? Are some of the concepts still pretty...
Yes, definitely. You know, terminology has changed, so, you know, that kind of slowed you down a little bit, but it doesn't stop the process of learning. You know, I was still going in there. I still remember some things, but everything else, it's just going to come. It's second nature to me, really.
How do you explain how you had six sacks in Detroit, you know, that the 1 year you've been here, and then you haven't had since the injuries were a part of it, but you played a little bit in 2015?
Mm-hmm. Just wasn't as precise as I used to be. When I was here, I was more precise with a lot of things that I did. I was honed into my technique and things like that. But when I got away from it. I started feeling like there's a lot of things I can get away with. And I also got away from the things I do best. So it kind of just offset, just I didn't get the sacks that I needed.
What do you like about the system here and what they're asking out of you?
Just like I said, they just want you to go. They don't care about anything else. They just want you to go. They don't want you to think. They don't want you to read. They just want you to attack. If you're attacking, then you're not reacting. You're just going after it.
Does that make it easier to come into this room?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, like I said, Chris, he just wants the best out of you. You know, he's not telling you to do anything special, you know, out of the norm. He's the same thing he's asking for me is the same thing he's asking for everybody else.
Maybe it's not that interesting, but what was the process to getting back here? When you first
hear
from the team?
Oh, yeah, it was a long process. You know, I worked out a couple of weeks ago. Then the things didn't work out there. They wanted me to still get a little lighter. I went home, and I just started pounding it out, started getting the weights down, started getting to where I needed to be so I could be ready to come back when they asked me to. Going back to old techniques, waking up in the morning, doing a run, walking with the dog or something like that, just something to keep me going, you know, in the morning, then doing my workout with our trainer in the afternoon. And just really, I had a good portion side of food, but started cutting back a little bit more and just having more vegetables than anything else.
Can you take me back to when you were traded? I don't know what sort of shock that was to the system. You know, you're a restricted free agent at the time.
Yeah.
People thought you'd be back here. That whole process, how did that?
Oh, tell you the truth, I don't even want to think about it no more. It was a hard process just to leave here. You know, that's something I didn't want to do, but I'm just glad I'm back here.
What's your impression of how the Lions played the first two games?
Oh, man, they played extremely hard. I was watching it, and then, I was watching the game, definitely the Giants game, how they just really got after it, you know, just relentless pressure, relentless attack. You know, they never stopped. they never gave the offense a chance to even recover. So they was always after them the whole time. So just watching them those first 2 weeks, I'm like, man, if they bring me in, where do I fit? So that was the one thing I was thinking, because that's a tough group of guys. No problem.
Welcome back.
Thank you.